Well, here we are in sunny Florida at Cocoa Beach, and we see all of the shuttle places over there where the Cape Canaveral takes off, the rockets, SpaceX. They all take off over there. There's like five launching pads. Amen? And the Bible says something powerful. It says when two are gathered together, he's in the midst. So we know he's here. We're not here by coincidence. There's a purpose why God brought us here, to refresh, renew, reestablish, get reconnected, and fellowship. Because church is just not about going to church. Amen? Church is about fellowshipping. And when two are together, God is in the midst. So, Father, we come to you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. We say thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for this time of fellowship. Thank you for bringing us to the beach that we can see your wonderful creation and who you are. Because you're behind everything. You hold it all in your hands. So we welcome you here this morning. We welcome Holy Spirit, counsel, correction, and direction. And that you would give us the wisdom, discernment, and understanding to see things through. In Jesus' name. Ever since Satan took over this earth, corruption continues. And one of the things he's trying to do is get people to become slaves of corruption. And one of the things God is trying to do is rescue those who become slaves. Amen? So let's go to the first scripture, Genesis 3. And the Lord said to the woman, "What is this you've done?" And the woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I partook." First of all, the Lord said to the woman, "What is this you've done?" In other words, she partook. And again, you've heard me say this over and over, because the religious arena cannot comprehend this. They can only take what the word says and not go beyond what the word says into the spirit, because they're religious. Hello. It's just like the Old Testament. It says now that, when the Old Testament is read now, the veil lies on their heart or on their eyes because they can't comprehend it without the Spirit. And when a person's born again, you have the Spirit and you're able to see things through. And the Holy Spirit can bring you deeper things of God. Without the Holy Spirit, you can't go deep. And you got to be careful not to quench or grieve the Holy Spirit, because he'll back off from you. And he'll wait for you to come to a place or allow you to go through the chastening, which is counsel, correction, and direction of God, till you truly come to that true repentance in that arena. See, you can say you repent, but really not be true about it. You may be sorrowful, but there's a process of going through repentance. Amen? So in this, the serpent deceived Eve, and they partook. She had two children, Adam and Eve. Hello? They were the seeds of the serpent, which is we are in a seed war right now. The Bible tells us that Seth was the only son of God and his first son of God. Seth was the only son of Adam, I'm sorry, the first son of Adam. So here we see the Lord's now bringing judgment upon what happened in the garden. In verse 14, so the Lord said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, you are cursed more than the cattle and more than every beast of the field. And on your belly you shall go, and you shall eat dust all the days of your life." So he was upright, wasn't he? The serpent was a shapeshifter. The Bible says that the angel comes as an angel of light. Amen? The serpent comes as a what? Angel of light. He can come as an angel. He can come as anything. A serpent, he can come as a... I think he comes as a woman once in a while. I don't know. Anyways. He's a shapeshifter. Hallelujah. "And I will put enmity or hatred between you and the woman and between your seed and her seed." So we see a seed war began. "He shall bruise your head and you shall bruise his heel. The woman," he said, "I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception." Well, why would he do that? There had to be a cause behind it. Because she bore two children. Somebody get it? "In pain you shall bring forth children, and your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you. Then to Adam he said, "Because you have heeded the voice of your wife, and have partaken of the tree of which I commanded you, saying, 'You shall not eat of it,' cursed is the ground for your sake. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Both thorn and thistles in the shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the herbs of the field, and in sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken, for dust you are, and dust you shall return. And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Again, the portals were shut. All transportation portals of the demonic realm were shut. When the Lord, you know, and when the Lord restarted, I want to say he restored the earth. Because the Bible says that when God saw that it was good, and when he restored the earth, in this, it was already, the earth was already. And then he restored the earth because of the corruption that was on it already. And when he restored it, he took the serpent and he put him in to the Garden of Eden to serve Adam. Does everybody understand? Amen. So God shut all portals of the enemy to access. And so when the serpent deceived Eve, we know that the portal of seed would become the womb. So we reopened the portal of good and evil, and a seed war began, physically and spiritually. So there's physical seed and there's spiritual seeds. Amen. And to produce offsprings in this reality, which is temporary, or this reality is corrupt that we live in. It's a false reality that we live in. Amen. So now that the portal has been opened through a womb, that was the first portal reopened. And we know that a righteous seed and a corrupt seed came through. Because Eve was righteous, so her seed was known as Abel, and the serpent seed was known as Cain, even though they were both the serpent seed. Amen? Is everybody okay? Praise God. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 18. For when they speak great swelling words of emptiness, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through lewdness, the ones who have actually escaped from those who live in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are what? Slaves of corruption. And that's what the name of the title is today, Slaves of Corruption. For by whom a person is overcome, by him also he is brought into bondage. Anybody ever been in bondage? If you've been addicted, you've been in the bondage? You became a slave of corruption, even if you wanted to do the right thing, because those demons, they have control over you. Amen? For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning. Why? Because it says seven demons come back even more. Amen? So unless you turn quickly, those demons are going to come back full force. And that's where the powers of darkness don't want you to repent and get right with God right away as soon as you blow it. Amen? For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than, having known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them. But it has happened to them, as according to a true proverb, a dog represents a demon-possessed individual, returns to his own vomit, and so, having washed, to her wallowing in the mire. So again, we see the power of the enemy. It, you know, we want to keep an eye on what God is doing. Amen? But I'm telling you, we need to be focused on what the enemy's doing. Why? Because that's how God intervenes. If we're not focused on what the enemy's doing, God can't intervene. Why? Because how's he want to intervene? Through me and you. Through prayer. Through binding and loosening. Through the booklet that we have.
Hello.
And everybody watching this? It's called the Warrior's Handbook. Use it. Don't be afraid. Just speak it. Amen? It's a shortcut. This is like putting bazooka bullets into a bazooka and kicking butt on the devil. And we send them out free. So if you're watching today, I encourage you, just call us or write us and we'll send you as many as you need. Because we want to kick butt on the devil. Amen? So we have a choice of being slaves of righteousness or slaves of corruption.
Amen?
Amen? Praise God. Turn to Matthew 13, please. 36. Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house. And his disciples came to him, saying, explain to us the parable of the tares of the field. And he answered and said to them, he who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. And the field is the world. The good seeds are the sons of the kingdom, but the tares are the sons of the wicked one. So we see the wicked seed and the righteous seed. The enemy who sows them is the devil. I'm going to say it again. The enemy who sows them is the devil. Why does he want to sow corruptible seed? To bring people into slaves of corruption. The enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels. Therefore, as the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of this age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all things that offend and those who practice what? Lawlessness. Why? Because they're slaves of corruption. And will cast them into the furnace of fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. All praise be to God. So we see that the enemy is constant. Man, you look around the world. And there are good people, but they're still slaves of corruption. You know, many of us have families and friends that are slaves of corruptions. We have mothers and fathers that are slaves of corruptions. We have brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles and cousins. They're still slaves of corruptions, and we love them. But the veil is still on their heart and on their mind. They can't get it. And then if you try to speak to them about it, they get angry. Because that demon only knows how to respond or react in anger. Because demons don't respond to love. They respond to anger. Why? Because the demon gets fed by emotional anger. Hallelujah. So we see that the seeds of God were the word spiritual, the spiritual word of God. Satan kills the seeds of humanity. Think about this. The physical seed he's trying to kill constantly by abortion. The only way he can't kill the spiritual seed. The only way he can do is convince an individual to do the things that bring an individual into corruption, where they become a slave of corruption, and they lose the seed. Amen? Or give the seed away. So there's a war between the seeds. War before the seed of corruption, and then after you and I are born again, we have a seed of righteousness. Amen? But remember, the devil uses his servants to do his will, and God is using his servants to do his will. Many people are slaves of corruption, that are doing the will of Satan, don't even know they're doing it. They think they're doing a good thing. Remember Saul, who became Paul? He thought he was doing a good thing. Oh, man, I'm out for God. I'm the righteousness of God. He was a Pharisee and a Sadducee. Sadducee, he missed it. Amen? Praise God. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22. Are you okay out there? since you have purified your souls in obeying.
Hello.
The truth through the Spirit and sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart. Having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Because all flesh is as grass, all glory of the man is as a flower of the grass. The grass withers, the flower falls away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. Now this is the word which by the gospel was preached to you. So we were born of corruptible seed, but now we are born again of incorruptible seed. Amen? Which is known as the seed of righteousness. Shurubagiribigiribugusa. And if you haven't been born of the Spirit, baptized in the Holy Ghost, tongue speaking, I encourage you to do it. Amen? I encourage you. Listen, in that booklet, there's a prayer for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Without the power of the Holy Spirit, you're nothing but a religious seed. Amen. And you can't throw seeds at the devil. You got to have the sword of the Spirit. And that's what Jesus came. He said, listen, I've come to bring you a sword, not peace. We're not going to have peace until he comes. Everybody's waiting for peace, peace. Listen, when we hear of peace, peace, then there's going to be sudden destruction. Amen. We are in end times. These are end moments. We don't know exactly the time and that God's going to come, but we know the next feast to be fulfilled is called the Feast of Trumpets, which is the rapture of the church. It's the rapture. I didn't say the body. I said the bride. So there will be many who will be left behind that are supposedly in the body, but they're still practicing lawlessness. And they'll have to go through the rest of tribulation. And listen, I'm not saying we're not in tribulation already. I don't know. I'm not 100% sure of it. But I know that there's been two seals broken already, and the third seal is about to be broken. Amen? We know that was the first part of the first seal. And the second seal was broken when all peace was taken from the earth. The next seal will be the collapse of the financial system. You know, even all the central banks now are buying as much gold as they can. Because they know that counterfeit money from the United States is not going to last too much longer. You know, they just printed another so many trillions of dollars. All of the countries, other worlds that the United States was holding their gold for, they're wanting it all back now. See, because the value of the money was established according to oil. It used to be according to gold. Then they changed it to oil. And think about it. What is oil? It's called black gold. Amen. Where does oil come from? Death. Death of what? Animals. Death of all of the dinosaurs and all. Everybody, things that have died, things that were buried. Look at all the sea creatures. Why do you think all of the, where do they get the oil from? In the water, in the sea. Amen? That's where they're drilling. Why? Because it's been centuries and centuries of death. That we don't see what's happening out there. But that's just, then it piles up into the soil, into the land, and it layers it, and they go drill for it. And that's how you get black gold. Hello. So they're making off money off the dead. Man, it just doesn't seem to change, does it? 2 Timothy 2:20. But in the great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, thank God for his mercy. Amen. He will be a vessel of honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Remember, associations bring what? Impartations. But avoid foolish dispute or ignorant dispute, knowing that they what? Generate strife. So don't get sucked into the enemy's camp. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient, in what? Humility. Listen, I don't care where you've been, what you did, how many souls you saved, how many preachings you've done, it don't mean stink. Thank you. It matters where you are right now before God. Let go of the old. Eat some humble pie. Put a lot of whipped cream on it. Hello? Enjoy that wonderful humble dessert. And let God build your house and not yourselves anymore. In humility, correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance so that they may know the truth and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. In other words, they became slaves of corruption. Amen. Slaves of corruption. See, we need to be the example. God doesn't always tell me to go. When he has me witness to someone, it's not always, the word says this. One day I was driving down the road in downtown, and I saw this woman. She was some kind of religious evangelist. And she was chasing people with the Bible. And I pulled over and got out. And this guy come running to me like saying, I can't get rid of this woman. And I said to this woman, I said, and I began to talk with her, and she said, I'm trying to just bring salvation. I said, listen, you're out here reacting, not responding. They need to see an example, not hear you beating them down with the word of God. And I went over to the dude, and I hugged him, and I said, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, because this is not love of God. This is somebody doing something because they have to feel better. Why? Because most of the time, they have to go out and preach the gospel because of what they're doing behind closed doors and being convicted. Thinking going out telling someone about Jesus is going to solve everything. And I was able to give the dude a Bible and pray with him.
Amen.
And just because he saw the love of God, not the judgment, conviction, or chastening of a person, that comes from God. Amen? Oh, happy days. Let's go to Romans chapter 1, verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness. And what? Unrighteousness of men. If it's unrighteousness of men, is it a slave of corruption? Yes, they are. Who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifested in them. For God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts and foolish in their hearts. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and birds, and four-footed animals, and creeping things. Therefore God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lusts of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever and ever and ever. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 50. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be what? Changed. Hallelujah. In the moment of a twinkling hour of an eye. At the what? Last trumpet. The last trumpet. What's the next feast to be fulfilled? Feast of Trumpets. Amen. For the trumpet will sound and the dead will be raised incorruptible. And we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved, be what? Steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain. God sees it all. He knows it all. Never think that he doesn't see it. Just because you shut the door doesn't mean he doesn't see it. Amen? But know that no matter what you're asked to do, if you labor unto the Lord, you are sowing seed. Our praise and worship is sowing righteous seed, and you shall reap what you want. What you sow. The world has been taken captive by corruption. In fact, all creation is waiting for the righteous sons of God to be fully converted and transformed into the image of God so we can take this corruptible world and turn it into incorruptible. 2 Timothy 3:1. And we're going to close here. But know this, in the last days. Are we in the last days? Are perilous times happening? And they're coming, they're here. For men will be lovers of themselves. You think he's a slave of corruption? If you're a lover of yourself, that's why Jesus said you must deny yourself, pick up the cross, and follow. Amen? They'll be lovers of themselves, lovers of money. Look what's going on with them. How many people are selling their souls to Satan for money? And the Bible tells us the love of money is the root of all evil. It's not about money. Amen. Boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Oh, they have a form of godliness, but they deny the power of Christ. Why? Because they're not filled with the Spirit of God, or they rejected the baptism in the Holy Spirit. And from such people do what? Turn away. For these are the sort of those who creep into households and ministries and businesses and make captives of women and men and families and load them with sins. They're always led away by various loves, lusts. Always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Anybody know somebody like that? Don't mention their name, please. Now, Jannes and Jabez resisted Moses. Men of what? Corrupt what? So these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds or corrupt thoughts. Their thoughts are corrupt always. Why? Because there's a slave of corruption. They are disapproved concerning the faith, but they will progress no further, for their folly will be manifest to all as also was. But you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions, which happened to me in Antioch, at Iconium, and at Lystra. What persecutions I endured, and out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But evil men and impostors will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Why? What's Satan's greatest weapon? Deception. And his power is fear. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and have been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man and woman of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Every good work. So know that you look around the world and you can tell people that are slaves of corruption. And they may have a form of godliness. I don't go around asking people, do you believe Jesus came in the flesh? You know, because they lie. But I ask them if they believe that Jesus is the Christ. If they believe that Jesus is in the Christ, that's a good thing. But if they don't believe Jesus is the Christ, that's the bad thing. Amen? That's one of the most things I've asked people. Do you believe Jesus is the Christ? Why? Because he's the anointed one. God sent him to empower us, then leave his spirit for us, leave us the sword, his word, his promises and covenant, daily benefits. And he said, listen, if you're going to follow me, you need to deny yourself, pick up the cross, and follow. He said, you need to hate your mother, your father, your sister, your brother. And that doesn't mean literally hate. It means that he's got to be number one. See, you can't follow Jesus without cutting yourself loose from the world. You can't follow Jesus without denying yourself. It's impossible. If you're still trying to promote who you are, you're in trouble. You're trying to prove it? We've been pre-approved. We don't need to prove who we are. We need to eat humble pie, deny ourselves, and follow. Amen? And become slaves of righteousness. Slaves of righteousness, not slaves of corruption. Time is short. Time is very short. So let's take hold of this. Now I pray for everyone watching and everyone here today. I ask, Father, in the name of Jesus, that anyone who's been taken captive as a slave of corruption, that you'd break the power of the enemy, that the anointing would break every yoke of bondage from them. I command everyone of those seeds of corruption to wither and die, and I command those spirits of corruption to loose and leave them and go to the pit in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree salvation, deliverance, healing, and reconciliation to Jesus Christ today to each and every one in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Praise be to God. Let's give him glory.
Go ahead, Katie.
Go ahead, Katie. Good job.
Get everybody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We are blessed and highly favored.
Yes.